this as a fazal, tem oil no asco. I think that Moshe Rabbeinu always felt this at the beginning, at the Ascholo. What does it mean to be at the Ascholo at the beginning? Rosh Hashiva always spoke about, Moshe always spoke about Chayim, about life. What does it mean to be life? What does it mean to have life? He would say over that, Mayim Chayim, the reason it's called Mayim Chayim, live water, the Torah describes. The Torah calls a spring of water, Mayim Chayim, that has its own waters, Mayim Chayim, live water. What makes it Mayim Chayim? What makes it life? So he said it's alive because it doesn't draw from others, but rather it takes from within itself, it's its source, and it's constantly replenishing itself, and that's what's called Chayim. That's why a live plant is not called Chayim. It doesn't make a conscious decision to live. Living organisms decide to live, they want to live, and that's what Chayim is about. Every moment to feel the moment that you're in and to live that moment. Lashon Rambam is a person has to be mamalad kreisoy to fill his literally his belly, his stomach with lechem abosim and abosim v'yayim. Instead of from the kotzker, one like we say, the quote is mole kreisoy v'shas v'poisim. A person's stomach is full of shas v'poisim. Why mole kreisoy? The higher one would say means his head. His head is replenished with shas v'poisim. Why is kreisoy? Shot is because just like a person is constantly has to eat, he's constantly hungry, can eat, a few hours later he has to eat again. He's constantly replenishing himself. He's making that decision to eat again. Someone once asked the Gemara Rebbe why it says the Sagilendu, as we said in the Sagilendu, the Torah is not a regilus. Something regilus is something that we disdain, we don't want, we don't want regilus. We want his conscious. He said to get rid of himself, just like you eat. A person eats all the time. He has a new desire to eat. He eats and he becomes hungry again. And that's what the type is, that a person has to feel hungry all the time. To feel the Ascholo, to feel the beginning. On a Chadish, the two of the Cholyam, my celebration, the Cholyam, the Cholyam, she always used to say, Tomid, every second, like the Nair, like the light. When a child looks at a candle, what does he see? He sees the same light all the time. But we know it's not the same light. We know it's something that's always renewing itself. Something that's not there the second before, like the Gemara says, Masha'aka lahiniyah. It's a new light. A rugged benair, someone who's rugged, the regilus has to be benair, to realize that the regilus is not a regilus. You're doing the same thing. You're doing every moment of your life with a freshness, with a slashness. The Gemara says, Kinach Nafshe Rabbi Yankov, Rabbi Yankov was Chamur Kachavai B'Yinoma, said, was able to see the stars during the days. You're able to see the stars. The stars were able to be visible. What does it mean that the stars were visible? In the Goyim, in Eben Shlomo comes to Goyim, and he says, Ki Moshe Netzutzei Hashem, it's just like the rays of the sun. Shaifim, they go out and they give to the Yireach, to the moon, to the Kochavim. The reason you don't see Yireach Kochavim in the day is because of the brightness of the sun. The sun's light is so intense we're not able to see the Kochavim. Once the Shemesh goes down, then you're able to see the Kochavim, you're able to see the Yireach. From the Goyim, that there's always a Gomba door, there's someone in every door that's Neger Mitzvah's Echad of Moshe Rabbeinu. He has one spark of Moshe Rabbeinu in that door, and he's the one who gives us the Oyra L'chola Talmidei Chacham Shemadu are able to take from that. And all the Chedusha Tervis Mishadish, the Oyra is a proof, the Hashpah of that or of that person, of that Gomba. The Reshiva of Moshe was that God that gave over. You see the Talmid and all the different types of people. And the Talmid of Chachamim, who took so much, everyone was able to take from him. We have to realize, as mentioned before, it's Kishrin. unbelievable kishu, unbelievable yediyas. As mentioned, the Rambam mentioned every word in a rishon. Maybe ask him once the Rambam doesn't bring this halacha in Pesach. He says he does. I said, doesn't? No. Look in the Seder Haggadah. He says it. You would understand. You would say over any rishon, anything. He says he didn't say it exactly right. Remember, Yitzi Gross told me many years ago, we were in yeshiva, we were learning a sugi, and I ran up and said, Yitzi, get rid of the Truma Sedesh. As soon as he sees the Truma Sedesh, he'll know what daf you're up to. He'll learn it right away, figure out what daf you're up to. He says, oh, you see, he's still holding that sugi. But Lamech sees Machaz, remember, we're learning Yar Val Yavo. So he said, Yar Val Yavo. He says, make sure to learn with the Rambam and the Balamor and the Nebuchadnezzar and the Chedusharan and make sure you learn all the Rishonim. Learn the Amkis. How many times he told me that every time you learn Kiddushin, make a tachut, a competition. Who can know more Avraham Meluas? Who can learn how more Avraham Meluas? Make Londonin. It's like the American boys, Londonin. Make one of them Londonin. Make them know how to learn. The ideas that he had, the Amkis, the Zikaran, the Beriris, the Behiris, the clarity of what he knew. The chesed that he did. Someone told me yesterday that his Rebbetzin used to go shopping every day. Every day, what they needed for that day, in a certain makolet, yarkan, in a grocery that sold vegetables. And Friday, he would go Erev Shabbos to buy food for Shabbos. He would go there for food for Shabbos. I know when he found the time, because he was giving shiur. I used to go to shiur and he used to go there. It's all Friday afternoon. But he went, all of a sudden, he started buying every day by this makolet, every single day. The person kept asking, why are you coming there? Rebbe, why are you coming? Why are you buying here? Finally, he kept on pressing it, and he gave it, and he said, I heard people are saying that there's something wrong with your payers, that there's something wrong with your vegetables. They're not going to make it, they're fasting, whatever it is, they have kindness on the kashas. I want to show people that the relationship here buys it, and that there's no problem buying it over here. The way he thought out things, I was about Rebbetzin. We were by Eretz tonight, 2 nights, 3 nights ago, Eretz Yisrael, Wednesday night. Unbelievable. Godless. You see what Yishuv Yibbele is about. She said, I feel funny saying it, but I understand. She said that in Nachma'ot, not sure Nachma'ot is supposed to be more of a different type of neighborhood, we call it, that there's a bar that's over there, that Motzei Shabbos, a servant of the table, had a sign, Niftag Adam Hachi Yafeh Ba'olam. Abbas Kugal. Where do these people know? As Abdullah said, it wasn't here, it was every Yitzhak the Taylor. 3 days, well, a week ago, from tomorrow, we went to Kedra Rachel. There's a younger man, some of us might know him. 40 years ago, I met the person who met him in a store looking for a safe on Kabbalah. He took him to Rashid's house. He came to the Seder, I remember, with Ali Abba. I spent the whole night talking to him. It seems to try. I spent hours and hours. It was every yeshiva. And then he told him, you have to go meet Rav Moshe Shapiro. You have to go meet Rav Moshe Shapiro. Rav Moshe not only made his shiva, not only gave him over the head, because he saw what he is, he made his shiva, he made his shambrachas, he supported him thousands of dollars a month in order to say, when he's not on the bezin of a shiva, of Nissan Karelitz. A person who came from, Taira, the Bible said. He took on Taira, the Amelis, the Yigiyas, both for David and Abraham mentioned, Masa Yigiyu, Masa Abuisa. It's Masa that says, Masa Yigiyu, we can have an Yigiyya. We can have some kind of Shai, because the relationship was that. I was talking to Shmuel a few nights ago, and he said, the Iker is that you see my father's a voider. I remember him, he did not give a seeker many years ago. He didn't, that's for sure. But things happened. After his daughter's theory took upon himself, he told me personally. He told me certain things to take upon myself in our situation. He said, I took upon myself Tyrus to learn Tyrus. Imagine he knew Tyrus before. But to know him in such a way, he was a person constantly growing, that constant growth, the constant amelus, this hatches, that we can take from it. The kishrin, the zikaron, the amkis, the godless, the I've said before, not to sleep in a bed, for so many years, something that's beyond us, about neighbors. To put in pressure to tefillah as he put in, to put in the pressure to each bracha. He was never rushing everything. When he spoke to you, he made you feel like there's all the time in the world. My Mechutin Zayn is in the Vayar Rehabs, he once said by a Shia, and I asked him a kasha. Believe me, he knows how to answer the kasha. But he said something so important, I don't know if you remember about it. I asked him, I don't understand what the Rosh Hashiva said, what the Rosh Hashiva said, how does he answer the kasha? He said, I come here to look at his face. Knows, believe me, he knows the information better than I do. These are not as if he knows better than I do. But it's true. To look at this penis, just to look at this person, just to, it says, Leib HaShemayim. So I said, Leib HaShemayim is not given to people of Shemayim. It's given to us. And that we can take from the Rosh Hashiva. That we can take from him. And then I was in Prague once, and together with him, someone gave me a ticket to go. To be with them, three people from Eretz Yisrael, the Rosh came and I came from America. And he was saying over to Chazal, Medrash, that Avraham Avinu was Moshul Le'echa, Shohayu Leiva Mamakum Lamakum, somebody of this analogous, it's a Moshul, it's a person, to someone who's passing from place to place. The Rabbi Ra'akas, all Akas, he saw a palace, different Shotam, a fire, blaze. It's impossible to say that this palace is without somebody supervising and somebody without a manik over there. It's a lot of Balabira. I'm a lot of Balabira. So the Balabas, the owner of the palace, appeared to him and he said to him, I am the Balabira. Mesha said, the reason Avraham Avinu was certain to have the Hitzitz a lot of Balabira is if you're over the Makum Balabira. You're constantly growing, you're constantly going, you're questioning, you're searching. If a person is bearish, a person looks, he's only from the mark of a mark, his hate is a love of a beer. You mentioned the marriage of Elizabeth and the daughter, that of Elizabeth and the daughter, after all the terrible chakrain, with whatever day it was. And he went and did all the chakrain that he did, that terrible chakrain, and he did shuba, he came to do shuba, and he put himself in a position. The Gemara says, in the operation, then Dikr of the God of Khi put his head between his knees and started crying. So he said, I heard from an old chassid once, he said, that the pshat is that he put himself in a fetal position, in an embryonic state, start from the beginning. But Moshe always talked about being mechadish yourself. That's why Parshas Yisro is the Parshas Kabbal Sefeira, because just like a ger leaves everything. He starts all over, Gershon is Kaishakam. That's how a person has to start his Tsugan to Torah, his position to Torah, the way he starts Torah, has to start all over again. The Gemara tells us, Tamir Chachamim, Ein lehem minucho lebeilom v'amzeh v'lem v'yom abo. Rashi says, they go from yeshiva to yeshiva, v'medrash v'medrash. That means, they have no menucha, they're not stationary, they're constantly moving. Rashi says, the yeshiva to yeshiva, the nidrash goes from one yeshiva to another yeshiva, from one shir to another shir. Moshe was always moving. The Rabbi Rudi Yisuf says, and then we wake up, Loima, Sha'af la'acha misos, even after the demis, after the nifter, ois in the tayra of the yeshiva shomayla. Doesn't mean just they want, and they have menucha, and they said, because they want yeshiva. In the Oyel Ha'emes, they have yeshiva. That's the Yelchum Echayel Ochayel. They're constantly moving. Taisa Rosh Loshen is, Shekeboi Sheheim Ha'meilam B'Teira Boim Lazer. Just like they were Amul B'Teira. They were laboring in Teira. So too, they were so preoccupied in the Eden of Teira. Totally immersed in Teira. She says, Kachem Ha'meilam B'Teira Boim Lazer B'Fnei Ashkina. And they say, the Shasti Rosh to be Nenu from Zid Ashkina in such a way. It says that in Shemayim a person gets the table and all the sfarim that he used in this world. The Goyim says, based on the Pasuk in Mishlei and in Ashes Tyre, he said, based on the Pasuk in Esther, the Ne'er the Shemayim Yoyim, what's 180 days? He says, the first 180 days when a Talmud Chacham goes up to Olam Haba, they give him 180 days to be Melamed Barabin, the Torah that he taught, Leil Azeh. And that's what the Kohen Bekolos Shemitaris Kahanim Bemishpat Taira Lifnei Atzeres Atzeres Nami Rosh Hashanah, and you go each time with a different understanding of it. When you tell him any small ara, he used it again. Any time you ask him a question and he thought about it, he had something to say, he always used it again. He saw, he absorbed every prayer that anyone told him. Like the shemesh that goes down, but the kochavim have to shine up. But the shemesh, the Rebbe Ezra says in Kehelis, the Kedoma to Kehelis, that the sun radiates on this cosmos equally. It's equally, all over radiates in the same way. But still, from those same rays, this diametrically opposed outcomes that come out from the sun. Certain solids, you put them in the sun, so they will melt from the heat of the sun. Other materials, what will happen? They'll, from the same sun, they'll become hardened. From the same heat, you take clothing that you wash, and they'll become whitened in the sun. They'll become clean. Yet others, like us human beings, you come in the sun, you become darkened. We all knew what the Rosh Yeshiva did with his Amel Sateira. Each one of us took it in a different way. But that's what we have to understand. Each one of us is shaykh to that amazing. Each one of us is shaykh to grow. Each one of us is shaykh to really go in that path, to go ahead and say to ourselves that we can machadish ourselves every day. Is godless of Torah, is yedias of Torah, is amkas of Torah, something that it's all, you talk about two big tamid of chachamim, two mevinim, two people that understand what a tamid chacham is. And they're standing in the bottom of football to this Adam Gadol Ad Ma'oid. Kolshken Aman Ma'an and Basari, what do we say? Well, we can take from him. We can take. The Shmuel just mentioned that over in his Esped. He said, my son is Tamid and Tommy said. He said, the son came over to the nation and asked him for a bracha. He says, Zos the cannon land in a thesis, you should be able to be Zoshta. A bracha to know how to learn a thesis. The Rebbe in a salt. She went in the midst of the conversation. She said, "What? All I know is that a person is a real person when he knows how to learn the taisus, when he knows how to learn Rishonim. But we should live with that. He lived with that, and he saw it every year. As the David said, it wasn't Kiruv, it was giving Torah to the person's heritage. Everybody, every year was Asina. You're giving back what's rightfully his. I believe that." It's wrong again to call him the father of Machshav, as all the newspapers say. I disdain it. He says, you just have to look at his Talmid and what he did. It's about Machshav. It's about integrating the Das, that the Das and the Das affects the person in every way. Is what he taught us was not just in brilliance, who's not which it was, who's not just something that was stunned by it, who's more than that. It's how a person lives, how he vacations, how he walks and how he talks, what he eats and how he eats, everything. Right? To become one with the Das of the Torah. As the Nefesh HaChaim says at the beginning of at the end of Shana Aleph, that the deeper understanding of Torah as to translate itself, the more serious and endless nigga of Vedas Hashem. That's what the Rosh Yeshiva of Moshe was, and that's what we have to take from his Torah. His Torah, what they call Machshav, that part of him, as both Rav Avraham and Rav David say, who's from Brachas to Uksan, the way he put himself from Brachas to Uksan, that's where he put himself in every aspect of the Torah. Not the chat, the Baal Machshav, he knew he's in Yonin, he knew the Pneumis of the Torah, and he knew because he Harvard in it, just like Harvard on the rug, brought two books and everything. Oh, how many times he would see me? I would say something and then he knew right away what I was referring to. That's right in this sector, that's in this sector. He read it. His understanding of Gedolim all over, but he understood what all the Yudbei Shvatim, he took from all the Yudbei Shvatim, he didn't necessarily say the rabbi, but he took from all the Yudbei Shvatim, he absorbed every aspect of the Torah. We were were zeichel to be by Baron, designed his own Baron Wolfson, the last two Shabbos that was here, we ate with him on Shabbos. The way he explained the saddle of Sudosu, the Rizal's sneers with the Shunas Kapoli, how he would take it, and analyze the words, he was sick, he was falling asleep, how he sat in the room of Rosh Hashanah before he was rushed to the hospital, and Shmuel said, ask him something, he was falling asleep, and I asked him, and right away, Rabban and the three Evan and the Rajba, and right away, his mind, and his heart, how he cared for others, how he was so, his Talmidim, it meant, he shared so much with them, he cared about it, he was such a busy person, he can't imagine. Thousands of Talmidim, anyone who saw the Levaya saw, everybody did, the Rebbe says, you had to meet the police, said, who is this person? Who is this person? He wasn't in the political scene, he wasn't in the newspapers, and everyone's going to him, and it was all thing that he was only sick with them, and there was, and I said, I have someone I know from a certain newspaper, Rebbe, they're going to come and an interview. He says, I'm going to swap it on my way, go. I'm going to throw it down the steps. I go, this is not why I'm standing. Reminded me that 23 years ago when we had Yeshiva's Levitz Tzedek. So, to get out, he asked me to make a Pala meeting, someone, I got someone to do a Pala meeting, and he spoke, and I had a Pala spoke, and I had the Jadus, the Arkansas, Shitshotshot Pala meetings. And Shay said, I'm thinking, what should I say? How should I Jadus? Right before I'm about to speak, he says, Al Tagrit Milavishma. Don't say one word of praise. I soleded it, I rebelled it, I sonnet it, I hate it. I was caught and I went up and I said, we're searching to hear the Vitaira from the Saratayra. He was an endless Saratayra. He was an endless Saratayra. You look at his Talmidim over here, you see Talmidim all over. All over. People are so cautious. Somebody told me that it was even the man that came 30 years of this shit, never spoke it. People were his Talmidim, they heard him. He was a very sharp person. We all know that. We all took from his sharpness. He gave it to us many times over. He can tell us very sharp things. He can say very sharp things. His tfisa, how his tfisa would catch everything. Pioneer drove the chimney when the pioneer was a bucket, and he didn't want to go with me in a car because I just got my license. And so I'm not going to be a guinea pig. I'm going to be a test driver and a pioneer. The relationship he had with Chaim for all these years when he came now to Rosh Hashanah and he looked up Chaim, he knew a Chaim here. Chaim had a great deal of love for him. I was describing to me, I remember we took him to Monroe to Dallas. He was playing everything in one second. Say here, this is here, this is this, this is this yard, it's like that's one, this one. It's unbelievable. So everybody said, you know, I don't know where to go for us personally, I don't know where to go from now on. I don't know who to ask for now. If I went to ask Shaila, I don't know what to say. I would call him to the Yafuna, but I got him and ask him Shazi, Shivas, or things that were hanging on my personal Shaila, what to do. Always an answer. I don't know what to do. But I know one thing. It's a pleasure to see a person who was humble, a person who struggled with toil. And that was Shaila. Was Shaila to that kind of toiling and learning, toiling and davening, toiling and chesed. And then very sure should help us to go right there. And I appreciate all those that came back and told me that they should share their feelings about the Shibbutz Shabbos would be a big source for us. Yehi Zichur Baruch, Ish Amal Alam Adai, Yehi Amal Atzah, saying about Shibbutz Zichur, the peace that comes up from